From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. While COVID-19 cases continue to devastate the Gulf South, the region's HIV/AIDS epidemic rages on in the background. Cities such as New Orleans and Jackson, Mississippi, already had the highest rates of HIV/AIDS in the country, particularly among the black population. And HIV testing, an important part of prevention, plummeted during the pandemic. As Shalina Chetlani of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, experts are worried.
When COVID-19 cases surged last March, New Orleans resident Andrea Joyner felt like she had a target on her back. As a woman of color with a compromised immune system, she was more than a bit cautious.
And I kind of secluded myself, even with me having a roommate. You know, I would peep out of the door and then I would spray the Lysol and run through the house and wipe off.
Joyner is a transgender black woman and was diagnosed with HIV in 2005. Her anxiety was so crippling, she delayed doctor's visits, picking up her medications, and was even reluctant to see her son. She says her HIV-positive friends had similar fears.
I kind of had this conversation with them to see if they were feeling the same way, and most people were, so we kind of started like this chat group to where, you know, are you alive?
Joyner was able to overcome her anxiety and stay on track with her health, but she's worried about others who are at high risk for getting HIV, who are putting off getting tested. They might not know if they have HIV or are spreading it. And the average number of HIV tests conducted every month is way down. Data acquired from health departments show that in Louisiana, it went down 33% between 2019 and 2020. In Alabama, there was a 25% decrease.
That's not to say that HIV has gone away.
Veronica McGee is the deputy director of Brotherhood, Inc., a community-based organization in New Orleans that offers HIV testing and other health services. She says we don't have the data yet on whether HIV has gone up, but
I would wager what we will see in the next couple of years is an increase in the number of persons who have been newly diagnosed as HIV positive.
When the stay-at-home order was put in place last year, some clinics remained open, but most community-based organizations had to shut down. The people who felt more comfortable going there all of a sudden weren't able to. Brotherhood was able to open up late last year, but McGee says testing is still slow.
Since people have other needs that are more pressing at the moment, HIV testing has taken a back burner.
The decrease in HIV testing is especially concerning since southern cities like New Orleans already had high rates. According to the CDC, half of all new cases in 2018 were in the South, and the majority are within the black community. Even before COVID-19, McGee says people in the South confronted multiple barriers. There's a lack of healthcare infrastructure, high rates of poverty, limited transportation.
The social determinants of health that make persons susceptible to HIV are the same social determinants of health that make a person more likely to come down with COVID-19.
Sociologist Christopher Roby works to address those access and cultural issues with the Community Health Center Association of Mississippi. He says to overcome them, healthcare providers have to emphasize and educate people about preventative healthcare in every possible setting.
Students are coming back to the college campuses, and there are communities groups that are functioning. And our goal is to partner with all of these organizations and people and offer HIV screenings as they're there.
With HIV, there's a big stigma factor. Roby wants to eliminate that, starting by making HIV screenings a routine part of primary care doctor visits.
When you offer it to every patient that walks through that door, it doesn't seem like you're singling out a particular population based on their behaviors or their gender identity.
Roby says it's even more important now to ramp up these efforts as the Delta variant surges across the South.
People are finna have to go back into the homes as we see the rise of new COVID cases coming up. They're still meeting people online. They're still taking risks.
COVID-19 will, of course, remain the center of attention for a while, but health officials across the Gulf states are realizing they need to reprioritize efforts that help control the HIV epidemic. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chetlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WWNO in New Orleans, WBHM in Birmingham, and Mississippi Public Broadcasting.